Now, President Trump has prayed with evangelicals at the White House. He's nominated judges to federal courts that his evangelical supporters like, and he has pleased them with his decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Now he has a request for them. Get out the vote in November's midterm elections. But religious leaders on the left are inspiring their people to go to the polls as well. NPR's Jerome Sokolowski has more.
In the heart of the Virginia Theological Seminary campus, there's a pub. And in that pub, the school's registrar, Rachel Holm, is hosting a game of election trivia.
All right. So what are the three topics millennial voters care about most when voting?
Themselves.
Joking aside, Holm draws the attention of this 20 and 30-something crowd to a table that has a computer on it open to a local voter registration portal.
What we're doing over here is if you want to check your registration status to see where am I registered to vote, if you have moved to Virginia and you have your driver's license and you've done that, we can get you registered to vote over here using the website.
Registering students to vote may be different from Holm's day job of registering them for courses in subjects such as pastoral care or practical theology. But the leadership of this Episcopal seminary feels called in the Trump era to encourage young voters.
Because of the 2016 election, I think that that really woke a lot of people up and saw that the religious right is so organized and so behind this candidate, and maybe we don't agree with a lot of their positions.
When he was running for office, Trump promised to appoint conservative judges. So some key evangelical leaders argued that his personal history should be overlooked. And many voters seem to have done just that. According to exit polls, 81% of white evangelicals cast ballots for Trump. And this November?
I hope the number is even higher.
Jenna Ellis is with the James Dobson Family Institute in Colorado Springs, where she coordinates the Pray, Engage, Vote initiative. She's concerned what might happen with abortion or, say, a baker who refuses to make a cake for a same-sex wedding if Democrats win the House or Senate and eventually get liberal justices on the Supreme Court.
I would love to see even more evangelicals understand what is at stake in this election, understand what voting our values means.
One Trump promise conservative evangelicals are excited about is a repeal of the Johnson Amendment. It strips tax-exempt status from faith groups that endorse candidates. Many other religious leaders oppose a repeal. They don't want their churches, mosques, synagogues, and temples drawn into political campaigning. But that's a luxury they can't afford, says Megan Black, a national organizer for the progressive group Faith in Action.
I think that the desire to remove oneself from the political arena, especially today when there is so much at stake for so many people, is a privilege that is exercised inappropriately.
Her group is trying to get 1 million new or lapsed voters out to the polls. For Faith in Action, the main moral issues are voter suppression, immigration crackdowns, and police shootings. Back at the seminary, Dylan Green, a first-year student from Alabama, believes in mixing his religion with his politics.
So yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm passionate about voting, is because I want to help be part of that, to say, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ and I believe, you know, in liberal progressive values.
Green hopes the religious left's renewed political zeal will yield fruit. But he also recognizes that conservative evangelical efforts to turn out the vote have been more productive. For both groups, the moral character of the country now hangs in the balance. Jerome Sokolowski, NPR News.